hey, end of war, or whatever in the store, we can put this. Another little side story. The carbon dioxide could be a discussion, a debate between two people. One who believes in that the carbon dioxide is the main and almost only culprit in causing this devastating global warming. And another one saying, that's not the main cause. And this first one gets argumentative because he thinks this is one of those who deny, deny the evident truth. Poor him. But the other one is not saying that, actually. It's just saying there's something more important, and he's arguing that you're all looking the direction they want you to look into. Well, we may have heard that one before as well, which his opponent then argues back. But he goes on. Well, just think about it. When I now say what I think is the biggest problem for the climate, they are cutting down the trees. Well, think about it. And it takes a kid with a little understanding of nature, how it works, to figure that one out. The trees. Make shadows over the land, shades it from the burning sun. Well, if there are clouds, no need maybe. But if they are not, because it's very dry, the trees are doing a miraculous and important job. But then humans come and they cut down the trees. Why? Well, they want to grow things that they can sell, make lots of money. Soybeans for cows, to feed cows instead of grass in big factories. And we show all this now. This is comics. And we see the cows standing there in that big used factory hall, getting served some slush instead of eating grass. And you know, the Amazonas, we know how big it is or was, and it's not difficult. And if they say that it's little fragment of the atmosphere that is carbon dioxide will cause an entire climate disaster when it is raised a tiny, tiny little bit. I don't remember even how much. I could put the numbers somewhere. But in percentage, how large part of this planet is the Amazonian forest, or what to speak of, you know, how large part is all the forest on this planet, and how much of that has been cut down already And when did that happen? And maybe that curve will match the global warming. Because, you know, it's, again, simple science. You cut down a tree, there is no shadow anymore. Sun is shining, rain comes, but then the sun shines again. And what happens is that the moist water from the ground evaporates, goes back up into the air, forms clouds which pass away. They carry away the water from that land. Well, maybe up into the mountains, and there are rivers, but then they are maybe just led this way, that way, into cotton fields for the fashion industry. It takes a lot of water, this or that industry, and a little way down that river, it is almost dry and empty now. As the Chinese say, because they have those rivers there too, I once took a walk along one of them, that the dragon has left. When the river is healthy and happy and flowing and splashing and meandering, then nature is healthy because a dragon, the chi of nature, is flowing there. It's playing there. Now, if my theory is indeed right, that this is a more serious cause of global disturbances, the raping of Mother Earth and all life on her for building industries. Quibbling, what is that called in English? Exhorting resources. But not only that, also doing it by stealing from, exploiting, mistreating entire peoples and entire nations, entire parts and continents of this planet. And it's been going on for hundreds of years. So there's karma, reactions. And if you don't believe in karma, well, it's up to you. Everything, every cause has a reaction. And well, you may not believe it, thinking that you can, I can do whatever I want, as long as no one sees it, I can get away with it, or I'm stronger than the other one. But no, there are those who are much more powerful than we are, managing this entire show. But then we get into karma, which is another episode here, it can be also returned to. But yeah.